This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Rome in a short while from now to discuss ways to boost India-Italy cooperation. With a focus on strengthening India-Italy relations, major pacts may be announced later in the day. Both leaders will exchange perspectives on a wide range of subjects. A series of programs will be held in Rome to mark the importance of the bilateral relations between the two countries. PM Modi's visit will also focus specially on the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC. The Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 will also be reviewed during the meeting. In a social media post before the talks, Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that the talks will be focusing on strengthening India-Italy relations. Mr. Modi said that upon landing in Rome, he had the opportunity to meet Prime Minister Meloni over dinner, followed by a visit to the iconic Colosseum. He said both leaders exchanged perspectives on a wide range of subjects. The Prime Minister added that today's talks will continue the conversation on boosting India-Italy friendship. Prime Minister will be visiting the headquarters of the Food and Agriculture Organization, strengthening India's commitment to multilateralism as well as global food security. President Draupadi Murmu today said that to achieve the goal of a Viksit Bharat and take society to the pinnacle of progress, officers will often have to move forward by striving against the tide. She said this after a group of IAS officers from the 2024 batch called on her at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The president said the young officers will have the unique opportunity to work in diverse fields and head teams of experts in specialized areas. Ms. Murmu said refraining from making a decision does not constitute morality. She emphasized that taking the right decisions in alignment with public interest and established order represents the true essence of morality. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today held a meeting with his South Korean counterpart Ah Joo-bak in Seoul. During the meeting, they discussed ways to further deepen India-South Korea defense industry and strategic cooperation with a shared commitment towards regional peace, stability and technological collaboration. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said it was a highly productive meeting as India and South Korea exchanged agreements on promoting defense cyber cooperation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, public sector undertakings, defence cum production partners and industry for the successful development trials of ULPGM-V3. He highlighted its effectiveness in air-to-ground mode for anti-tank role and air-to-air modes for drone, helicopter and other airborne targets. Mr. Singh termed it a strategic milestone achieved towards Atmanirbharta in defence. The Supreme Court today dismissed a petition challenging the centre's decision to undertake caste enumeration as part of the upcoming census, saying the issue falls within the policy domain of the government. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant observed that the government needs to know the number of people belonging to backward classes to frame welfare measures for them. The bench said there was nothing wrong in collecting such data and declined to interfere in the matter. The National Commission for Women, or NCW, has taken suo motu cognizance of the reported suspicious death of a 33-year-old woman from Noida in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Taking serious note of the matter, NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar has written to the Chief Secretary and Director General of Police of Madhya Pradesh, directing them to ensure a prompt, impartial and time-bound investigation. The Commission has also sought a detailed action taken report within 7 days. The NCW has further directed the authorities to ensure the safety and protection of the victim's family from any threats or intimidation. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. As the league stage nears its end, five teams remain in contention for the lone remaining playoff spot. Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Gujarat Titans and Sunrisers Hyderabad have already qualified for the playoffs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.